Well, hello there. Yes, this is St. Pete, 96.7 FM Sunshine Radio. We're glad to be here. We represent the veterans. The show is called Voice for Veterans, and we want to thank Mr. Bardot and all of the team for embracing veteranization. Our people are American Veterans Alliance, Society for Hispanic Veterans, U.S. and Latin Veterans, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. and Latin Veteran Embassy, and a lot of VSOs who you normally don't hear their name, but they're out there, and they're spending their time working with veterans. And we have a program called We Support Veterans Too, which is aimed at the community. And right now, our community is the number one place on the planet. Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, west of Central Florida, the top of paradise. We got the number one football team on the planet. Our baseball team will probably be number one. They were number two this year.
I hear you.
Okay, come on now. Let's go. Soccer came in second. And the Stanley Cup is in sunshine territory. What a place to live. What a place to be. And we have MacDill Air Force Base. And we have Haley in Tampa. And we have all that Bay Pines. And we remember Bill Nelson and heard that he just got bumped up to going to the moon. But he took care of us in Florida. We appreciate him. Again, this is community radio, but it's also an international community because Tampa Bay is now on the international map. One of the things we talk about because of the COVID situation is that old burial with dignity. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. Again, I want to say thank you to all the team. Thank you to everybody, and especially Makita and Luisa and Waddell and all of the people in that area, and especially all of our friends in the Tampa Bay area who we worked with. I got one group, Buffalo Soldiers, showed up. They're here in Tampa area. Those are the veterans from the early days, and they're all represented. And I got a book that we're going to talk about in a little bit, Unleashing the Roar. This lady was in the military. She's retired and wrote a book on what her experience was. So all you ladies out there, I want you to go get Unleashing the Roar. I Am My Sister's Keeper. Fabulous bit of writing. Kathy Smith. So look for it. It's coming to you right here. Don't forget, we're doing a lot to make sure our veterans are taken care of. And those are my comments. Don't forget, every week, right now we're going to be on early in the morning. Excuse me, early in the morning. About 8 o'clock in the morning, go to 96.7 on the internet. Starting May 1st, we will be on the FM as well. Thank you for taking the time to let me talk. We're going to have a little break of music. And then coming right back to you with Peter talking about burial with dignity and the best things you can do. Now, if you're 21 years old, give this to your mother, your grandmama, but you keep it for yourself. If you're over that, pay attention, especially you veterans. There is more help for getting your families taken care of if something happens and somebody has to pass. There's more help than the VA. And we're going to tell you about it today. One more minute. We're coming right back to you.
Yeah. I see a lot of people get depressed, so I'm bringing music for the soul, because there's nothing left. Trying not to stress. Bills piling on the that's majority spent on the groceries with your last check and trashed it. Threw my face mask in the basket. Seems the whole world wanted to see me in the casket before I blast it. Sky's the limit and I pass it. Time to go up to God, guess I take my chances. Hey, he ain't trying to take all that and try to bully you until you grab a baseball bat and say, gee, won't you take all back? You probably lose half of your fans if you stayed all facts. I say to those cats, rather pick a side than stay in between. You don't agree, cool, but don't try to intervene.
take a chance when I greet you as treat.
Just so you know, I will never change no matter how cold. Just so you know, I will never change no matter how low. Just so you know, I will never change no matter how.
Lost my trust, still I get spiritual. Yeah, the man cuss, love to judge me for my physical. I pray for what they don't pray, say what they won't say. G don't ever budge whenever enemies approaching me. I mostly put a demon back where they supposed to be. Never scared a man when my protection watches over me. Without a rosary, tap high where the most be. Praying for forgiveness in the times when I'm lonely. I'm only a man, can't expect to see an angel. And if I was, I'd bring the message like I'm Gabriel. What I say to you, can accept that you can't ignore. Most people step a blessing at the front door. I march forth like the day that my third born. Earth torn but never mourn. We on our first form.
Just so you know, I will never change no matter how cold. Just so you know, I will never change no matter how low. Just so you know, I will never change no matter how. Just so you know, in the presence of a golden soul.
We're back. And of course, you're listening to Sunshine Radio, St. Pete 96.7. And we've been talking about something that's dear to all of our veterans, and that is what's going to happen when we pass. And with COVID out here, veterans are being affected. One thing we're going to say good. We checked with the Veterans Affairs, and we're glad to say over 1 million veterans have been vaccinated. So we're going to say thank you to whoever's in power. We're grateful for that, but we need more help. And I got some help coming. Lincoln Heritage, and it's a plan they have that you will not believe, called Funeral Advantage. And that's a good thing. The whole concept is, how do we get people buried with dignity? Peter Gooden, take over.
Keith.
Good to hear from you, buddy.
Good afternoon. Nice to see you again.
Yes, sir.
Question you asked, how do we get people buried with dignity?
That's right.
Funeral Advantage is the answer.
Okay.
What is Funeral Advantage? It's a family support service. Okay? Basically, Funeral Advantage makes things go smooth and easy for the loved ones who will be in charge of carrying out your funeral someday. So
wow.
We make sure that when you have a policy with us, and by the way, Lincoln Heritage is the nation's number one final expense company, Okay, okay. We're located in 49 states and two districts, District of Columbia and Puerto Rico.
Okay.
So some of the benefits that we have is with approved claims, that means someone passed away, you provide us with a death certificate, claims are paid within 24 hours. That's a great benefit to someone who's grieving.
Yes.
Because as soon as someone passes away, we incur a lot of expenses, a lot of stress, a lot of pain immediately. So basically, we make sure that that goes away. That goes very smoothly for you.
Let me ask you something. How much does the VA actually spend toward a person's burial? I mean, that's a question we get all the time.
Well, two things. First of all, Social Security only pays out $255, and that goes to a qualified beneficiary, and they have to be under 18. So basically, there's nothing there for Social Security.
Okay.
The VA, a lot of people are just completely misunderstood or don't have the right information in terms of what their responsibilities are. Mm-hmm. So I'll put it this way. They will help you when you get to the cemetery.
Yes.
That's it. Before that, you're on your own. A lot of people don't know where to turn. They don't know where to go. There's a lot of stress that goes into this. You just lost a loved one. You're mourning. And on the other side is a lot of companies, a lot of funeral homes take advantage of you. They price guard you. You don't know how much a flower is supposed to cost, how much to transport the remains, the vault, the casket. There's a lot of major costs, a lot of major decisions that fall up on you immediately, and then you're bombarded.
So now we know. You heard it right here. It makes sense. If you have to think about it, well, take a moment and think about it. But go to your library, go to your Google, go somewhere.
Absolutely.
And get some help. What we're saying is all you got to do is tune in to Voice for Veterans, even if you're not a veteran.
Absolutely.
Check with us, because you got a daddy, an uncle, a wife, a sister who is a veteran. So we're taking care of the families of veterans.
Absolutely. And you know, that's a great point, because at Lincoln Heritage, a lot of our clients were denied elsewhere, or they were told, you have a policy that starts in 2 years. At Lincoln Heritage, even if you have an underlying pre-existing condition, you qualify and you are insured that same day. Some companies deny you because of your weight. At Lincoln Heritage, no such thing. So we pre-qualify most of our clients with a simple 3 questions. And if all 3 questions are no, guess what? You're absolutely insurable. So that means we ask you an additional 9 health questions. And even if any one of those health questions, and they range from COPD, heart attack. Basically.
Yeah, even all the stuff.
Right, so even if one of those questions is a yes, because you may be taking some medication for some type of illness, I mean, who isn't today?
That's right.
That doesn't disqualify you. It doesn't necessarily raise your rate.
You stay tuned to this radio station. We've got more to come, and I'm going to take a little music break here, and we'll be right back. Don't forget, WVET. And now, guess what? St. Pete Radio 96.7. And we have WVET Latin, so look around for us. Thank you. We'll be right back. Well, we made it back. We want to thank you all for listening, and I don't know what time it is where you are, but it's good time right here. We're in Tampa, St. Pete, and we're dealing out of paradise. This is Florida. We're looking at the world. We want to give a big shout out to MacDill Air Force Base here and all of the people there working, whether you're civil service or whether you're actually just a soldier that we respect. And you will be a veteran one day, so we're here for you too. Now, I'm going to mention something that a lot of people don't know. When you say the word VSO, it's called Veterans Service Organization. And you all are used to three or four big names. You know, your AMVETS and your American Legions, your Burial with, Wounded Warriors. Mm-hmm. Those are big VSOs. They're not the only VSOs. They're not the only Veterans Authorized Service Organizations. And I always put in every church I find that's taking care of all of our veterans. To me, they're veteran service organizations, too. I'm going to mention a couple of them. And one of them is an affiliation called Vets 214. They got a website. Just check them out. A lot of information, a lot of news right here in this area to take care of you. The next one is Land on Your Feet. Boy, if you guys don't get that, that's the rush factor. Land on your feet. When we get through with all of our veterans and got this system down and it's working, we're all going to jump on education because the future has already arrived. And Land on Your Feet is about education. He's a vet. He's in Europe right now. He'll be back. He's having a major event in May. Look out for it. We'll be there. We want you to be there. That's the kind of stuff. It's a veteran event, and it's going to be headed by jazz. If you don't like jazz, then you'll love it when you leave this event. And, of course, the last one that I always like is Stars and Stripes. Mm. It's just an old military veteran newspaper, and a lot of people miss it up. It's everywhere. If you can't find it, Google it. It's free. You don't have to do it. You can get an app if you want. If you don't, Google Stars and Stripes. They carry current news. A lot of people go to the veterans, but if you go to Stars and Stripes, it's just easier to read. That's all. And don't forget, Vets 214. Follow that. Those are things, we're not talking the future. I'm talking to young vets, some vet. When we say vets now, we think a little old white-haired guy sitting around in one of the bars. But there's another generation of veterans out here that don't go to the standard bar style. So, thank you for all your veterans organizations. I'll give out a couple more names. And one of them is American Veterans Alliance. Of course, the other one, of course, that I really like, is Society for Hispanic Veterans. Those two organizations have been around for years, and they reach out to each community. We're in one of those communities. So if you're listening to us here in Tampa area, you got help. If you happen to be in Southern California, Texas, or Chicago, you got a lot of help for your Latin-speaking people as well. Those are our brothers, and don't forget our Indian brothers. Don't forget our Haitian brothers. All of those are our brothers in arms. The first time I went to an event in Miami, the flag bearer showed up to carry the flags, you know, all the five flags and the American flag. And the guy who was the leader of the group was Jamaican. And he stood those armored people and they walked around, and I never knew that we had Jamaicans that fought in the war in America. Guess what? Everybody who's an American, whether you're from another country, once you get here and you serve, you deserve what we have to give you. Many blessings for that. Now, let's talk about something that's really important. And that's this community. And I have another guest with me right now. In the portion of the history of this country, there was one organization that bore the brunt of carrying education and educated minority people to the forefront. NAACP. And I know a lot of new generation kids don't understand the value, but it's important to remember the groundwork that came from that organization. And I happen to have a guest with us today in this community. Her name is Ms. Etta Tucker, and she is Vice President for Education for NAACP, and she just wants to thank you guys in the community for supporting our organization, and she's got a little bit she wants to talk about. Ms. Tucker, hello to you today. And give them a little bit of that great knowledge from a strong black woman.
Hello. I'd just like to say, when it comes to our youth, we, as parents and as educators, must empower and promote our young people to be the best that they can be, preparing our youth to be successful and move forward in a positive manner. It requires parenting skills and the community working together for the success of future generations and having a positive impact so that they can be the best that they can be and move forward. And thank you for listening, and hopefully we can continue to work together for our young people. Thank you.
Well, thank you for that, Ms. Tucker. I greatly appreciate it, and we will have you back again as a guest, because it's important that that education component is there, especially for our veterans coming out of a war and they're trying to regroup their lives. Go back to school. That's all I can tell you. Just go back to school. Try something. And if you're a man, there's a lot of little cute girls on the campus that you didn't ever meet. And if you're a girl, there's some handsome fellas on the campus that's going to capture you anyway. Go back to school. I'm pushing school right now. Thank you very much. We got another segment coming up. Stay tuned for one moment. We'll be right back. American Veterans Alliance, WVETonlineradio.com. All right, we're back live right here, and I want to say something to everybody that is very important. I do have Wanda on the phone. She's going to give you a little bit of why we brought her on this radio show. Before that, I want to give something that everybody's been asking. What is the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day? Just for your information. Veterans Day is about veterans. Memorial Day is about the fallen soldiers. It's pretty simple as that. A lot more goes with it. Stay tuned right here for this radio station. We're going to do a whole show only on Veterans Day versus Memorial Day. So stay tuned. Now I got a veteran on the phone with us, Wanda Wade. Please say hello to him. Tell him who you are and why you support vets.
Hello, my name is Wanda Wade. I support vets because, one, I served in the military for 28 years. And I thank God for allowing me to serve. And I serve vets because I'm just so thankful and grateful for all of those who have decided to serve and to fight and support their country. So that's one of the main reasons why I support vets. Because I know a lot of people, when I was there, would always try to do a comparison. But when I look at a vet pretty much gave up their life and their time to serve their country. Because when people say, when you're in the military, it's 24/7, believe me, it is 24/7.
You said it best. We know how you feel about it. Tell them how they can find you if they just need to run up on you somewhere. We ain't going to give out your phone number.
Now, if you need to run up on me somewhere, you can run up on me at my church. I go to Woodside Walk International Church, which is in Tampa, Florida, which is at 4414 North Grady. And I'm usually there pretty much every day up until about 2 o'clock. So if anyone wants to come and see me, you can visit me there. Because one of the things I really like to do is I like to help vets. Especially if you need any assistance, like with your medical board process, or if you have a claim. So if you need help with that, please reach out to me.
Well, you all heard it right here. Again, you're in tune to WVET Online Radio, and especially in the St. Pete area. Of course, this is Sunshine Radio. Guess what? 96.7 FM. 96.7 on the internet. Tampa, St. Pete. And I want to say everything to everybody. Again, I always give a shout out to my guys over at CW Bill Young Medical Center, Bay Pines. We thank you for the service on this side of the bay. And Haley, we thank you for your service on the other side of the bay. Guess what? Wanda, thank you so much. And I'll be seeing you at the church.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy the rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Well, I'm going to be talking about unleashing the roar. And guess what? What is this being my sister's keeper? Tell me about it.
I am my sister's keeper, giving you a call, calling in live on the air. I guess that's what happens. Kind of got a lot of things going on.
Well, that's okay. We all have learned something in our generation that did not exist. It's called multitasking.
You got
And that you have to do it now. You're not considered in the game. If you, it's like playing pool with nine ball. If you know how to play nine ball, you play nine ball. But if you don't know how to play nine ball, don't be going in and trying to act like eight ball's going to work. Okay?
You got it.
Yeah, I got it.
How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. Tell me a little bit about this wonderful book, Unleashing the Roar.
God gave me the vision of doing Unleashing the Roar as I was coming off active duty, transitioning from active duty in September of 2017. And just looking back and reflecting over my military career and all of the triumphs as well as the trials that I had faced, and coming out of that, going through that transitional period, realizing that there was a lot that was still lacking, there was a lot of work that still needed to be done, and just giving a legacy or a manual for all of those younger soldiers that may be coming after me, and just making sure that they had a roadmap or something that they could use to guide them along their career that would help them maybe navigate some of the pitfalls of us older soldiers or leaders that were transitioning from the military. So when I got that vision, I reached out to a few close friends of mine, and we really wanted to write a book about what it was like to be women of color serving in the military. All of us were not military. Some of us were, all of us were Army. I was Army, and one of my other cohorts were Army, and then we had a mixture of Air Force as well. So we just wanted to share our stories. For myself, being a soldier myself, married to another service member, being my father was also in the military, so kind of just trying to talk from all angles of what it was like to be young. I went into the Army straight out of high school. I graduated on June 5th. On June 9th, I was still 17 years old, but on a plane and headed off to basic training. When my 18th birthday came around, I was already in the Army, so I knew ahead of time what it was that I wanted to do and where I was headed, but not really knowing exactly what challenges I would face along the way.
Well, I think you did a good job. I love the book. I'm going to continue to promote the book till you hit 1 million sales.
Oh, I love it. And
why not? I mean, listen, there are not a lot of published material that you can get like this. And when you got 30 million veterans and we don't know how much military is still out there, this is one of the memories that they can keep for a long time. Thank you for the
Absolutely.
Book. Thank you for what the word you did. And this is just the beginning.
Absolutely. We're hoping for those younger soldiers that may be going in, or even the young ladies that aren't sure what they want to do in life, that this book will kind of just help to hone them in on some things. And to that younger young lady or the older young lady that feels like, hey, I've made a few mistakes, I don't know which way to go from here, there's only one way to go, and that's to go up, to just keep getting up each day and to keep moving and to keep striving. And no matter what mistakes, no matter what obstacles you may face, if God is still breathing breath in your body, He still has purpose for you, and it's all left up to us to tap into that purpose and to move according to His will.
You heard it from Kathy Smith right here, WBET Online Radio. And, of course, locally we hear it, Sunshine Radio. I love saying it. Sunshine Radio. This is Keith, the boss of the beach. We want to thank you for listening today, and stay tuned. Usually around 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to be looking for better time slots. But right now, I love the first thing in the morning, you getting me. And don't forget, there are a couple of other things I want you to know, and one of them is there's an AVA, American Veterans Alliance newspaper, and we're going to be highlighting all of this stuff that we talked about, especially announcing the fact that St. Pete Radio is live on the air. Thanks to all of those who listened, and guess what? You'll be back in with us next week. You can go online and find us. Of course, we'll have a link right here at the station. And you can find me at WVETOnlineRadio.com. Have a nice morning, or have a nice day, or have a nice anytime. Rain or shine, Keith, the boss of the beach, in the sunshine. 96.7 FM. Over and out.